So another thing I want to ask you about, you have another case here that I think is really important. I just would like you to briefly comment on it because, again, in this survey, we see that people look at BRAF, at least as of right this moment, as, you know, maybe first-line targeted therapy. What happened with this 81-year-old retired drama teacher?
Oh, she's just fantastic. You'd love her. She's just very excitable lady. She's an ex-smoker. So back in the days when you were drama teacher and did some TV shows, is you actually had to smoke cigarettes live on camera. And I think she actually advertised cigarettes once upon a time. And so I remember her telling me, because to get the take right, she probably went through about 6 packs of cigarettes on the day. So 30-pack years, quit 30 years ago. She gets a cough, shortness of breath, lung, adrenal, mediastinal lymph node disease. Brain scan was clear. And she'd be the classic example where somebody who's only testing ALK and EGFR and ROS1 would say she doesn't have a driver. But she came to see us and we did a more broader panel and she has a BRAF V600E mutation.
And also, this is, you know, we're talking about this thing about mutation levels, et cetera, but you see this with smokers, right?
Yeah, so that's the key thing. Also, the same thing with MET exon 14. Something like 50% of BRAF V600E, something like 50% of MET exon 14 occur in people with a smoking history. So we've got to dismantle that idea that we should only test never smokers. The frequency of abnormalities varies, but again, if your mom happened to be a smoker, we're not going to not test her.
So looks like she got what a lot of people are using nowadays, which is dabrafenib, trametinib.
So she got in the second line. So she got chemotherapy initially, came to us for a second opinion. We made the BRAF diagnosis. And she started on the combination within the clinical trial. She started at dabrafenib 150 milligrams twice a day and trametinib 2 milligrams once a day. And I've got to tell you, she tolerated it amazingly badly. I know the textbook would say the combination's better tolerated than monotherapy, but her cancer hadn't listened to the Neil Love tapes, you know, hadn't read the textbook. And she almost gave up. Literally, she said she was ready to throw in the towel. She was getting these fevers up to like 42 degrees, rigor. She felt lousy, and we'd have to hold the drug. We treated it with low doses of steroids, maybe like 10 milligrams of prednisone. And then we used meperidine, the kind of stuff you use for rigors in the bone marrow transplant unit.
Wow.
Either 12.5 or 25 milligrams, and Tylenol, acetaminophen, and some dose holding. And she needed 2 dose reductions. Eventually, when we got down to 75 milligrams twice a day of dabrafenib and 1 milligram once a day of trametinib, that was the magic dose combination for her. She had a great response, and she is now 3 years. And her disease is amazingly well controlled, and she's leading a completely normal life.
In your mind, do you think that BRAF disease, and for that matter, exon 14, really follow the EGFR-ALK paradigm? Most people respond, and then they relapse, but most people respond?
So BRAF, definitely. So V600E is a clear categorical abnormality. They're getting response rates of 60 to 70%, median progression-free survival running about 9 or 10 months. That looks exactly the same thing. MET, I think, is still a little bit of a work in progress. Remember, you're just building up amounts of protein which may be self-aggregating, and it's quite possible that two people maybe have different amounts of protein, even though they have the same skip mutation. So I think the response rate there is looking more modest at 40%. Some people still have the duration of response is about 9 months, but I still don't know that we've quite nailed down exactly who is going to be the best responders to MET exon 14.